Thoughts in my toes makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. Starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. Cause you make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight.
Thank you. We've never used the soundboard. You can
pull it. Alright, I'll put it up. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to another
Another
day.
Just I can hear. Hello,
can
everybody.
You hear me? No, I can't hear me.
Mike, are you Greg?
Number four.
Alright, I'll put you up.
Sweet. Thank you.
There you are.
Loud there
and Greg, super loud and overpowering.
Sweet and beautiful.
Happy to be here.
I'll pull up the thing right.
Today we have an observer. But he doesn't read the Observer.
Because
he can't
know how.
Read. Because he's cool for you, Rita.
And it's against his code.
It's not in the job description.
Getting hot.
So it's fun when we harmonize on for the listeners. We all say at once.
One, two, three.
I gotta say, my voice is trashed as of late.
Is it because of all the crosswords?
Yeah.
Okay, I did more today.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Did you try the... Oh, you did minis?
I did the mini. Did you guys do the mini today?
Yeah, I did it last night.
Oh, right when it came out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I was
getting crazy.
Excited.
That's too far.
I know.
I thought it was pretty straightforward. Nothing really stumped me.
No, I don't remember any of them because it's all a blur. But today's...
You know what? I'm going to do it right now. Live on, on air.
Let's get a sound for that.
Wii U.
Nothing.
Ryan, no, it works. Turn up the volume. It does.
It doesn't.
Maybe not.
Oh, because the computer volume's down. Fun fact. You got to...
You got to turn on your volume.
Caleb's dumb and I'm smart.
Dumb. I'm done. Ryan's smart.
That's the sound of Caleb being dumb.
All right, Greg. Here's how this will work. You will read the clue.
Okay. Cool.
Can you hear
and
the
you will have.
Oh, you can't hear it.
10
come
seconds.
Put the headphones on.
Okay.
To come up with a word. If you can't, you'll hear this sound.
What is that?
You hear it?
This is a very slight crackle.
Is that
crackling.
Vinyl crackle?
No. You'll hear this.
Mama said they'd take me anywhere.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
And if you get it right, you'll hear this.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Great. Good.
Okay, cool.
I'm ready.
But if you hear this.
These are the ABCs of me, baby.
Oh, wow. We can change that noise.
I don't know what that one is.
Neither do I.
Yeah. There's a lot of mystery ones in there. Just keep it going.
Oh, all right. This working. One's the correct button. It's empty. Ryan. Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Are we going to do... Wait, is this crosswords?
Yeah,
is this
baby.
The section we're doing?
Crosswords,
I'm sorry,
baby.
Guys.
You know, this was our most requested segment.
Oh, shoot.
From our demographic of 50 to 80-year-olds.
How many listeners we got? Who's on the waves?
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, I didn't do the pre-show.
Oh, my God. And you just admitted that on air.
Oh, my God. But owning up to my mistake is better doing it.
Than doing the mistake.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess owning up to it is better than the mistake itself.
Oh my God. Wow, we actually have a lot.
Oh my God.
At this point, we might as well just tell people who to vote for.
What? No, that's our normal.
That's normal. Six listeners.
Oh, that's way less than normal.
Oh, what's normal?
Usually 13.
I thought it was 9.
Oh my God.
Either way.
We got 6 on the mobile stream, but 2 on the high quality stream.
Yeah, we have 2 high quality listeners, so thank you.
We appreciate you.
To you.
If the numbers go too low, they cancel us. So.
True.
Free form, baby.
If the numbers go negative, they cancel us.
We fade.
Our voices fall out of our bodies.
What does that even mean?
Like, I don't know. I was just thinking, we get to keep our voices so long as we have listeners, but then if there aren't listeners, then our voices go into negative space.
Like Ursula?
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
Yeah.
Ready, set, about me sections. It's 4 letters.
This is the worst.
It's just going to be just dead air for most of it.
We're
going to get maybe 1 out of 10.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now.
It's the mini.
This is mini, so it's easier.
Discussion, slangily.
Talk.
Slangily?
It's 5 letters.
Talks.
Slangily? Oh, slang.
Convo?
Oh, it could be
probably
convo.
Probably
convo.
Sing from a mountaintop.
Yodel.
Yeah, easy. Sky blue color, 5 letters.
Periwinkle.
Azure. Nice try. Where eggs hatch.
Chicken.
Nest. Ground.
Nest.
You're welcome.
Except I typed mexed. So-called adult beverages.
Oh.
Drinks. And it ends with ooze.
We can't say that on air. So.
Bose.
Okay.
Bose.
Go Bose.
Go Bose.
Blank River Valley, site of early civilization.
Nature Valley.
Whoa.
5 letters. Ends with N-D-U-S.
Indus.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Out in the open. Ends with vert.
Overt?
Sure. Bottom of a shoe. Ends with
soul.
Old.
Soul.
We got it. And it turns out the answer to about me section was bios. Thanks for listening, ladies and gents.
That's been our section. And now we'll just play static for an hour.
Play the noise. That means we got it.
Oh, ready?
You missed every
single
cue.
Every single noise.
Every single possible
cue. That one's my bad.
Caleb, play that and then play Web 5.0, please, for me.
You want me to play Web 5.0 for you?
Yeah, I would love that.
What's Web 5.0?
Oh, okay. Buckle up.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Thanks for playing, everyone.
Congrats. What did I win?
You won
Pangea.
A new car.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence.
That's what you won.
And we have.
Cool.
You won that sound. That's gentlemen. Your copy right now. If anyone uses that, they owe you a nickel.
For example. Nice.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
All right.
Lawrence?
You owe it to me.
All right, let's move on.
Is that Gene Wilder?
I don't know.
Sounds like Gene Wilder. If you're listening and you think that was Gene Wilder,
call in, baby.
tweet at me at Greg in reality. Tweet, hey buddy, you are. We're always right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Your Instagram handle is This Is Reality, Greg.
Yeah.
What's that about?
What of it?
You've explained it to me before, but every time I read it, I just think like it's you trying to remind yourself.
Yeah, that's so.
You think I'm saying to myself like, Greg, this is reality,
right, which is funny because it's not.
Yeah, it's social Instagram. Media.
Oh yeah, that is clever. no, it's yeah, it's borrowed from a it's a line from E.T.
Oh, you told me that.
Yeah, where the main kid, I don't remember what his name is, but
Stella
says he's telling his friends about having to get E.T. back to his home planet, and then essentially
I remember this now. Yeah.
When
and
it's not interesting.
No, it's not that it's not interesting. I just always think it's like you have some really like mindful reason behind it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like a throwaway bit from E.T.
Yeah, it is. Yep, it's a bad joke. The one of the kids says like, "Well, why don't you just beam him up to the mothership?" And Stella says to him, "This is reality, Greg." Yeah. And that's the origin. That's the genesis.
So how many things are named variations on that?
They're all This Is Reality, Greg, except for Twitter for some reason.
Okay, I was gonna say.
What is Twitter?
Greg in reality.
And what are your passwords?
It's essentially the same.
Man, my passwords are also variations of the same phrase.
Which are your social security number.
Which, yeah. If we were all to read ours on air right now, how passwords? Fun would that be?
If we were to read our passwords? Mine aren't that crazy.
No, our social security numbers.
Oh, that...
that would be pretty scary.
I don't think anyone's listening.
180.
I don't think any of us would get our identity stolen.
Can I be honest with you?
083.
If I got someone's social security number, I do not know what I would do. I steal their identity. I'm sorry. Yeah. I have it now.
I guess I'll do your taxes.
Yeah, right. Like, well, I don't know what...
Do a W-2 or whatever. Oh, I can't. I cut it off.
W-9, so it's 9.
W-9.
It might be 9 for you. For me, it was
What does the
W
stand for?
Worksheet. Work. Okay.
Two.
That's possible.
Oh. Is it really worksheet?
There's people.
I don't know, but that does seem possible.
Oh, really?
Everyone.
Can we get them?
And now they can hear us over
that's cool. I want to have live music on air.
Well, okay.
Too bad, Ryan. That's a privilege.
I guess.
Not a curse. Right.
It's a privilege that okay. More than
that's
six
a privilege,
listeners unless.
Not all right.
Not alt-right.
Good.
It's a privilege.
Let's talk about something, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about social security numbers.
Cole was asleep. He just woke up.
We could talk about social security numbers.
The first three are from the zip code you're born.
Is that true?
No
The middle
way.
Two are from the hospital you were born at.
No.
And that's why the last four are actually important.
Whoa.
I was going to only say the last
one. Is that really true?
That's really bad. Because then you can figure it out.
Yeah. What if it's a home birth?
Home birth?
It
happens
code
in
you're...
no zip code.
What if you were born at sea?
Didn't you say the second two were the hospital?
Yeah.
So what if you're
I think you have to go to a hospital to get a birth certificate.
Oh.
I thought the birth certificate just came out after the baby.
The stork. Okay, misconception. The stork brings the birth certificate.
Oh, not the baby?
Uh-uh.
But if you have a home birth, then the husband usually eats it. So.
And the wife pulls the husband's head off.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the polenta?
Yes. Uh-huh. But if they're unmarried, then there's no birth certificate. There's just a post-it note that says, "You're a bastard."
Can you say that on air?
Yeah.
If you say it badly like that.
Yeah.
You kind of gargle.
Yeah, right. It's an attempt at censorship. The FCC would be fine with that.
And they'd fine us.
They would be fine.
With fining
fine.
Us.
Fine. With fining us, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, FCC. We love you.
Yeah. It's that time again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what time?
Jack wants to play a song.
No.
All right.
Okay.
But we can play yours after. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it so we could keep talking.
Exactly, but then and we started talking about it.
Yeah. But then Caleb looked so confused when Jack was bizarre.
Yeah, then Jack handed it to me and you pointed it out.
What? You weren't understanding it.
Caleb, how was getting up at 6 a.m.?
I'm so tired. You guys literally don't even understand.
Because you got 4 hours of sleep?
Wait.
Yeah.
Happy Caleb. Birthday.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Can I play a short interlude before we get to this
song?
Yeah,
tell me the name of it.
It's called A New Car by Da Vinci's Notebook.
Why don't you plug your phone in?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And just go on home.
Or just play it into the mic. That's really good.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing it without your permission. All right, I'm in. I'm all strapped in.
You
when
ready?
Do I go? Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a rocky first 20 minutes, but whatever. Here we go. Play it, baby.
What? A new
what
car!
Is this?
Just an interlude.
A new car!
Caleb, hit the soundboard while this is going.
Sure.
A new car! A new car!
That was it.
Oh, that's it?
That was the whole thing. Wow. It's called A New Car.
I got it.
Why?
What, is it a video?
No, that's a sound file. It's an MP4. MP3, excuse me.
An MP4 is a video.
Yeah, I know. That's why I excused me.
There's sound file.
You can't do that on air.
You can't do that.
That was an attempt at censorship.
You know, saying on air is sort of like saying on here, if you like, you had an accent.
Yeah, you can't do that on air.
You can't do that on air or something. We're going to play this song. This is Never Too Late by Natalie Press. Oh.
Smooth.
I'm already 16 seconds in. I'm going to go back, baby.
Turn my mic down.
There we go.
Yeah, maybe right. Fade us out.
Enjoy it.
I'm going to keep talking as you fade us out so it sounds cool as you fade us out over the music. So I'm just going to keep talking as you fade us out.
Talk about...
Trying to help us find a way home. Oh, it is never. heart so trapped, so, can't call it no towers on quest.
So
on a cliff, I knew that I wouldn't be stressed. Get a job for your heart, bust down with the popcorn. Cheap motor with some miles and a memoir. Had a dream reemerge at the drugstore.
Seen it look so
scorcines with sentences. So surely I'll accept all my choices, breed regrets. I hope so soon there's none left.
Few folks see me with my fingers fit the Cheerios. Puffy on me, hear me on the stereo. Post to be my soul for you ventures. But events, let the vents in for the check pen. Please, unmark barriers, blend T. Wish a nigga would try to press me. Money on the reps like Ron. We shouldn't be less than they see. Try my trust. I get by, I get through, I get over, I get more. Try my luck. Don't try my trust. Get it to no wrong, off impossible. Wishing I on my top, build a cario. Fourth grade, wishing I could be impossible. I see obstacles, I see ways I ought to go. Didn't mean nothing by it, but it's stinging though. I've heard that before, heard it dumb stones. Try my trust. I get by, I get through, I get over, I get more. Try my luck. Don't try my trust.
Tell us about the noise we just heard.
Wow. Which noise? Oh, the musical noise. Yeah. Yeah, that's a song called
Lucky.
Yeah, it's called Lucky. I found it literally 40 minutes ago, and
oh my god,
just Frank Ocean, basically with a new cover and with like more ambient noise.
Wait, that's Frank Ocean?
No, it just like sounds very much like Frank Ocean.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, I liked it, so it's here.
I like it too, and that's what's really cool
that's
about
what's
music.
Real about music.
It's real and fake.
So Ryan, you had a
yeah. Can you key me in with a web 5.0 for this new segment?
Yep. Here we go.
Caleb's not ready.
Never. My computer has to, this has to be on.
Oh, man.
Don't learn from my mistakes. All right, next segment. Sponsored by Ryan. Okay.
Yeah, so this is basically an improv game when you really boil it down, which is basically all we really do on the show.
Yeah, boil it down.
But it's going to be fake sieges of history, such as like Custer's Last Stand or the Louisiana Purchase. Those are real ones.
Yeah. Purchase is less of a seizure.
I mean, in a way.
Purchase. So.
What's the game?
I don't really have the formula of the game. let's refer to its creator.
So basically
your voice sounds good.
You go in and you describe what you know as a great siege of history. You know, like in 1346, what is now formally known as Czechoslovakia, proceeded down to the Turks, and they wanted to take Istanbul.
Why do you know this?
And they took them on what were known as land ships. And these
you mean
land
islands?
Ships.
Describe a land ship.
No, a land ship.
A car?
Think of an aircraft carrier, but with feet. And
the heck are you talking about?
Well, they're not well used.
You have to poorly explain tools.
All right, Greg, you're first.
All right.
All right, Greg, with the first siege of history.
No, so it's actually, I actually have a good one.
Yeah.
About the 1500s, I don't know the exact date, but I think it was like the 1520s. The Greeks, there was still a, you know, there was a, the remnants of the ancient Greek civilization, so they were close to modern day Greeks, essentially. Were the Peloponnese was usurped by the Turks, and that was really interesting because the Turks were just developing sailing ships, which the Greeks had in the ancient times, but had since forgotten. So that was interesting for everyone involved. And the Turks showed up, and I'll tell you what they said.
Is this real?
No. I thought we just make stuff up.
I have a good.
Keep going. I'm interested.
I have a good siege.
Oh, you want to know more?
You got to finish it.
Okay, yeah. Well, when the Turks got to Greece, they were really interested in this one particular product that they had never seen before. And you know what it was?
Banana.
Onions.
Oh.
Onions. They didn't have onions in Turkey. And that's why.
Shrek.
Yes, and in Turkish cuisine, there's so much onion in it because they went overboard.
Are you sure you're not thinking of eggplant?
Oh, excuse me. It was eggplant. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It was eggplant. Thank you.
Can we talk about the etymology of eggplant real quick?
Yeah.
Can someone explain it to me?
Can we talk about the etymology?
The etymology of eggplant brought to you by Jack.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Why is it called that? You can't plant eggs. And that's it. Now my siege. when I was first told about the game, I thought it was seize instead of siege. And in ancient seize was when, you know, Christianity just took the Old Testament from the Jews. And that's it.
Shame on you.
Shame.
For shame.
Shame. All right, Ryan.
See, this is just the time where I wish I knew more history just for comedic fodder, not for, like, bettering myself as a person, but just so I could have, like, cool references. I know nothing to throw into this.
We don't know anything either. So.
Greg used the word Peloponnese, but he didn't know what it meant.
I know what it means.
It's the language of pelicans.
Peloponnese.
You're thinking of Pelicanese.
No, that's the pelican's knees.
Is that not what you said?
I said Peloponnese.
You gotta have something.
Yeah, so, you know in The Incredibles 2, how they're fighting those mole people?
Spoiler.
There's one mole
one
guy.
Mole guy.
That's how Incredibles 1.
Wow. That's not the point.
I suppose
he is part of a larger mole race. I don't think he's just a one-off mole.
I disagree. He's one mole guy. I think it's
where
him
he
by
come
himself.
From?
He built all that stuff. Back to Ryan.
Where did he come from?
He built all that stuff. He built
not
himself.
An answer.
Self-made man.
Oh, that's nice.
Self-made mole man.
Before like buildings existed basically, like we're just in the very like 1970s right now.
Right.
So there's hills and there's like speed bumps.
Of course.
And then you've got like
He's got like those half yoga balls you use for like balancing.
Right, right.
So those are like different levels of bumps. Mm-hmm. So Tufts was, before Tufts was Tufts, it was just a hill.
Yeah, right.
Like it was a molehill actually. And so that Incredibles villain was the first to, you know, colonize this area. Mm-hmm. And it was just an empty location. And so he made a mountain out of that molehill. And so if you can believe that, that's why we only let in people from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the mountain state.
We only let people in from Washington.
Because
to where?
To here, because this is the first mountain made out of a molehill.
The Tufts is on a hill, not a mountain.
Out of a molehill.
I'm not from Washington.
But it's because it's a molehill, we're trying to make a mountain out of it. So that's why we only let mountain people in.
So Jack, you just said you're not from Washington. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Talk more about that. What's it not like?
It's not like being from Alabama. It's not like being from Florida.
Really?
And it's not something I want to talk about anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, but okay. I will. For
No, you don't have, seriously.
I'll do it for the art.
The art?
The art.
Of talking about it.
Yeah. Are you taking Art of the Moving Image?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take it.
I think is your recitation on Fridays?
I haven't put it in my schedule yet.
Why?
Because we don't have to sign up for classes until...
Hey, guys, let's save it for the business call.
Until for a while, right? That's not until the 10th, right?
I don't know. Are you kidding me?
Hey, let's save it for the email chain. If we can do that.
Hey.
Will you enter things into my sis shopping cart?
Sometimes it feels like we're the only two people on sis.
That was really good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Just sign up for everything you want and make it. Eliminate stuff later when you look at the calendar.
What's your
You're an engineer, so you can get like 59 credits.
What's your enrollment
time? 8 a.m.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Will you stay up with me?
I hate this.
Yeah.
Did you guys know sometimes if your class, you think it's all full, it says it's all full, you just email the teacher and then he or she lets
you
in. You
heard this your life hack?
It's amazing.
True?
Yes.
Yeah. I've gotten into every class I've needed to that way.
Right. I've never
either
not
I email
class.
Or I just show up and don't talk to the teacher beforehand and ask after class. And I'm like,
of course.
Please.
Of course.
I want to learn so
bad.
But
I came
bad.
Today
I
for what hour?
I paid money for Tufts and I'm unhappy.
And I came all the way from the mountain state.
I came for an hour and 15 minutes. And will you just say that I can be on Canvas and then I'll never come again.
Can I put my name on your little dumb list?
On your
please.
Little docket.
I just need a credit. I don't even care about the information.
I hate learning, and you know
for
that.
The bursar.
I just really want this poli-sci minor.
Don't tell the registrar.
Oh, hide it from the registrar.
Don't tell the provost either.
All right.
And this has been Sis Sexy
this
Talk.
Sexy Talk with Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
I'm dying.
So you're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's 91.5 o'clock and 12:39 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And here's a fun story. When you order from a delivery service and they say it's going to be there in 40 to 55 minutes, wouldn't it be inconvenient if they were really there in, I don't know, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Because you weren't planning to be in the place that you ordered it to for another 40 to 55 minutes.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Why don't you schedule an advance order?
Greg just had an aneurysm.
That was one of my famous. That's not gonna be good.
one of my famous.
I think
Greg's.
That they don't expect people to be ordering food and also moving around so much. Like if you're ordering food, you're probably in the same place for around an
that's
hour.
That's a good point. It's also one.
I don't know.
What?
No, it's nothing.
There was a glimpse of a smart comment I could say there, and I lost it.
Well, let's hear it.
You I'm forgot sorry. It?
I like smart things.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh. Wait, how is that smart? What's
have
smart?
You ever learned anything?
What's the smart
I bet it was from Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse a rock.
Oh.
A rock. A roll.
Yeah. weapons of math destruction.
Oh, that's good.
Math instruction.
Oh, that's funny. That's like the ruler or the or like the
yeah like how we
all right kids whip out your weapons of math instruction. I'm kidding, just your protractor.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but why don't you pull out your ruler? Well, let's take out the ruler.
Why don't you guys all just topple the ruler? Yeah. And sort of pull down the statue
come on, guys,
of your ruler.
Join in.
Yeah, I really like this topple the ruler bit.
Yeah, take out your ruler is good.
Take out that the is ruler really good. Because of his weapons of math instruction. It's yes. Schoolhouse Iraq.
Yeah, what, Brent?
I never watched it, so I can't do this bit.
No, they're just talking.
From Schoolhouse Iraq. Right.
It's I just, you know what, Ryan? It's just a bad bit.
Yeah. It's a bad
it's
bit.
It's not a bad bit. It's not. And it's I think not. You're being Saddam insane right now.
Can't you hear all the laughter?
Yeah.
Caleb, play the laugh track.
Don't play that same.
No! Oh, wrong laugh track.
Wagner is laughing.
That is the sound of Wagner laughing.
They all cut out yeah, a little.
I know, they cut out a little
early. Can you hit me with another mystery box?
That's fine.
Joy!
One more, that was not enough.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
It's, you just, have it's a Jaws. Woman's hand below.
You have a woman's hand.
Now, who's that?
Classic.
We should use that in a movie.
That's Garth Brooks.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, I don't like all of these.
You don't like any of them?
Oh, this one.
No photographs, please. Slides are available in the gift shop.
What's just what, confusing?
That is what is that? Ryan, where did you get
you
these?
You made this, Ryan.
And now it wants to die. How does that feel?
What wants to die?
You're a bad
is
parent.
That what it said?
No, but it's pretty sad.
It's learning more and more. You guys want to play some tunes? I got a song up.
Yeah, play the song.
Sound like you want to play some tunes.
I did want to, and then I just said, do you want it to make it about you? But it was about me.
It's your birthday, man.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
It's going to be, it's longer birthday, till your birthday than anyone else is in this room.
No, but, oh, Jack.
Are you excited to be 21?
Yeah, man.
What are you going to do? I'm going to go to the weed dysentery.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's I really
how
am.
How would you do that that's voluntarily?
A, that's a disease.
Mm-hmm. On the Oregon Trail. Do you guys play that game?
No. Yeah, but I don't know why you call it Oregon. Because it's not a polygon. It's a state. The mountain state.
It's polygon shaped, though, roughly. Like,
yeah, one sure. Polygon. Namely, a square.
Oh, play the cue. Play the cue.
It's a rectangle.
Come on.
It's a wreck.
The gift shop.
It's a wreck.
Damn it. You made me drop my
just
coffee.
Only play web 5.
You ruined got my it. Group.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and that's been the middle segment of our show.
The segment people famously say they like a little less than the first and the last.
Critics have said, turn the volume down, and this is when you can go to the bathroom.
And stop talking about Schoolhouse Rock.
If that's what the critics say, what do the fans say?
Fans say,
we love Schoolhouse Rock.
I like to sleep
coming.
Through this part.
The sleep during this part is to die for.
That siege bit was weird and clunky.
Yeah, the siege bit. Sorry, Cole.
That's what the fans say. But we still
most.
Support you. Right, do you want to play this song?
The song Ryan. Is coming.
What are you talking about?
I lost the playlist, is what's to be honest.
Do you
about.
Know the name of the song?
No.
But what?
I don't know. We just stall.
Okay, I'm going to stall.
Wait. Play the Jack song. We actually have only 15 minutes. Can we do
oh, it? Yeah.
Greg sent it to me.
Yes. Do you want to hear the Bluebird one or the PC
that's
finger
right.
noises?
That's
I'll
two
use fingers right
Ryan
now and
this
email me the Bluebird one and I'll play it.
Could I just plug in my phone?
That's fine. Yeah, plug into one.
Or email
I
it.
Could do that right now.
Or you can email it to WMFO.WMFO.. And then
once it gets approved. Okay, it's playing.
All right, here we go.
This is Bluebird?
This is a very rough take of a Bluebird song.
My head, she said.
Thank you.
So that second song you just heard was made by Greg and I in a few hours the other day, which was really fun.
Under the alias of PC Finger Noises.
Well, that's the name of the song.
That's the name of the song. It was on the album today, okay? Mm-hmm. By, or...
A concept album by Caleb Martin Rosenthal.
It's who's the artist?
It's by your pseudonym Hragley Davenport.
Hragley?
HR.
Good That'll old be Hragley. Good for crosswords, actually, the HR combination.
Right.
You can use that in the future.
Yeah.
Really mess with some smart NPR listeners.
Here Nerd. I stand.
Right.
And then the first song was written by Erez Potok Holmes, who is the singer and guitar player for the band I'm in back in Philly, which is called Bluebird. And I really like that song, and I'm glad you guys listened to it. And I've been trying to get that copy of it, which was just a single mic set up in a room so that we could get a demo of all the different people's parts on it really briefly before we left. It was like, honest, I think it was the day before two of us left. And so we wanted to have a copy of it, which is why it's pretty messy. But you may never hear
that version
again.
I feel privileged to have been able to listen to that.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to record it this summer, so there will be like a nice studio version. But yeah, that rough, fun version will probably just die on this show, never to be heard again.
That's fine. I don't think anybody minds because we have no listeners.
You guys can scrape that when we're all politicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should.
That's our skeleton.
That's going to be Ryan's campaign slogan when he runs for president. So that is my stance on international relations. Remember, I'm Ryan Sheehan, and that's our skeleton.
Yeah.
Caleb's not here anymore. Yeah. We replaced him with a Caleb soundboard.
That was a brief one.
That was because I turned it again for the third time. The sound was off. That's fine.
So Caleb, you said we had a segment. You made it sound like you needed us to do it.
The segment. Oh, that sounded nice.
That did sound nice.
Oh,
it sounds good.
Check this out. Oh, do it again.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Ready? Set it up, boys.
Stereo surround.
Yeah. Everybody enjoy this. Actually, let's get it three ways. Good.
Multi-zonal.
Nice. So you can tell exactly which direction it's falling.
Oh, that was so
brief,
much.
Though. That was too brief. Ooh, that was harsh. Oh, that was flat.
What about this?
These are quick. These are quicker than I thought they would be.
That's perhaps the stupidest thing we've ever done. We managed to find the stupidest thing. So,
Corey, picked a good one to sit in on.
What you definitely didn't know was that we were dropping a card on the table and we had three mics surrounding it because we thought it sounded nice.
Also, at the end, I started trying to move my mic away in a certain rate to make the sound change. Didn't work.
Like a Doppler thing?
Uh-huh.
That segment was called Those Little Stations at the Please Touch Museum where you put your hand in it but you can't see it, and then you gotta guess what it's called when you're touching it.
Oh yeah. Alternate title, Au Noir.
Au Noir.
Do you guys have Please Touch Museums in your native city? In your native land?
Yeah, I was going to one on 9/11 and then my parents made us go home. So
jeez.
So now that's
you
why
you brought up Please Touch Museums.
You brought up
Please Touch Museums. Oh dang. Sorry.
I've never heard of that.
It's
sounds unhygienic.
I feel like explain.
You know, you're told not to touch anything at a museum. The idea is it's like the opposite. So it's like really cool, different textures and stuff. It's really cool.
Like the thing that is the museum, like it's for textures?
The museum for textures?
It's just different seesaws things. Seesaws and like...
You can play in. It's like lots of clues.
Like a sand pit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese, but for science.
I like interactive science museums. Do you have any of those?
Yeah, the Franklin Institute.
With like the big plasma globes where you put your finger on and a lightning beam shoots it.
Okay, I have a funny story about that. I had one of those, and it had a wire that went from the wall to the thing.
They were listening to like electronics?
Like most electronics do. However, and you know, it unplugged from the wall, obviously, but also could unplug from the back of the... Like electronics. And I, like electronics, put that in my mouth while it was still attached to the wall.
Oh my god.
And I saw metal. I tasted the sun.
I swear to God, I've never felt anything like that in my life.
Okay.
It was like,
there was.
And every hair on my body stood up. The biggest shock, it was like being afraid.
You should have superpowers.
At the same time, and I walked into the bathroom. To look at my mouth, I was convinced that like it was glowing or burned or something, and nothing happened.
I think you could have died.
So there was this week in fifth grade, Mr. Thomas's class, my homeroom teacher, where this kid Ben and I, not a big fan of Ben. Well, he's okay. I didn't like him.
Let him go.
But yeah, I had to.
You had to let him go.
Sorry, I had to put him down.
But
every single day, we would do this thing where we'd like. Start unplugging the pencil sharpener, and then when it was like halfway out, we put our finger on it and pull it out more and just get shocked. And we were like, whoa!
Oh my God.
Let's do it again.
Oh my God.
We do it like twice a day for a week.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's how you die.
There was one day I was doing like, I was in a play and I like, I don't know, there was an old microwave and we were like there early and people had like their breakfast and they wanted to heat it up and the microwave was so jammed into the wall that like it was just, you had to climb under the table to pull out the thing and...
What? Wait. Can you explain a little bit more about, because I can't picture this setup.
So there's a microwave on a table and the cord is in this socket that's really old and so it's really in the wall. I don't know. It's like a very tight. I don't know.
Okay, why. It like wouldn't come out.
Wouldn't come out. So you're really down there. Yeah,
it's like you're really the pulling. Microwave is really in the wall.
Really in the wall. And I that day I got shocked like three times in the same day for the same reason.
And I got hit by lightning three times. Uh-huh. Nothing to do with the microwave.
Yep. That was later. Three times at once, and no storm
from opposite directions.
We one time had like a rented a power washer for some reason. I think my dad was like cleaning the deck, and
oh God, did you impale yourself?
I was that's not how a power washer
impale with the power washer.
But I was like, oh, it's just water. Like it's like a hose. You can shoot it at things and people. So I shot it at my own foot, and it just went through.
What did I just say?
It's not impale yourself. That's I cut through my flesh.
Yeah. I have a scar. I could actually. So I power washed a. Well, this man. He power washed a bit of my hand off, I could see bone.
Ah! What?
Yeah. Whoa. Right here, actually. I still have a scar.
It healed?
Yeah. Oh what do you mean God. It healed?
That's
you
crazy.
You see your bone and it healed?
Yeah.
Did you get stitches?
No.
Oh my
God. I didn't do anything for it. I didn't put a Band-Aid on it. I just enjoyed the rest of my time in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Weird. Is that made up? That sounds fake.
Nope. I was painting a mural in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we had to wash this paint sprayer. And I just... Yep.
Why do they make it so dangerous? Like, water is such a kind element, and it has to be so angry.
Yeah, humans made water mean. Humans
made water mean.
And that will be Caleb stands as president. This is my policy.